Welcome! I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about witches just want to have fun, discover real freedom and happiness. I have three insights that I want to share with you that will help you discover the real freedom that Wicca brings. The first one is, if you don't prioritize warmth, fun, and enjoyment, you may not experience them at all. If you don't put yourself out there and you don't try to grab onto the pieces of our lives that make us happy and joyful, you're just going to miss out. Now, I specifically chose the words warmth, fun, and enjoyment for a reason. They're not exactly the same thing. For example, there are some movies where you say, wow, that was fun, that was exciting. And there's other movies when you say, yeah, that was comfortable. And that idea of that's comfortable is what I mean by enjoyment. And now we go to the second insight. Grounding and centering can put grievances aside. What do I mean by that? Well, if you ground and center, you're literally moving energy that's blocking different parts of you and pushing it out. A good exercise is breathing in the light and positive parts of your life and exhaling a black smoke, which is the negative parts or feelings that you have. Let's take a moment to talk about grievances. Many of us have been hurt, and we do have a very justified grievance against the person that hurt us. But there's a problem here. This reminds me of an old quote from Buddy Hackett. While you're carrying a grudge, they're out dancing. And it's a good point because I have been abused by my brother in many ways. And if I just concentrate on how angry I am about that and concentrate about how he did this and that to me, I'm really putting myself down and lowering my energy. He's probably not even thinking about me at this point. So if I'm giving him all this power, it's not good. It basically keeps me from being happy. It keeps me from being able to enjoy life, to have warmth in my heart. All of these things I'll miss out on because I'm too busy pining and moaning about something that somebody else did to me when they don't care and they don't know what they've done. So coming back to the second insight, my point is develop the practices to letting go of your grievances. The third point that I want to put out, which will help with that, is an exercise that I do of breathing in the white light or the positive energy that you want and expelling or breathing out a black smoke, which is the negative energy that you have inside of you. So what you're doing is you're actually pushing out that negative energy and replacing it with light and positive energy so that you can actually clear out the negativity. I would like to do a quick exercise with this example. Only participate if you're safe and not driving a car. Sit down in a nice, comfortable place. Turn off your cell phone and turn off any other things that go beep, beep, beep. Tell your family that you're going to be busy for the next few minutes. And what you're going to do is you're going to breathe in through your nose and breathe in the light. Breathe in that wondrous energy of the gods. And on your exhale, see your body and see the energy in it. Find that negative energy within your body. Expel or get rid of that negative energy in a black smoke. And the goddess will neutralize it to be absorbed into the universe harmlessly. And breathe in the white light and the goodness of the gods in the universe. Push out through your exhale, out the black smoke, out the pain, and breathe in now. Breathe in the white light, put it where that black energy used to be. Replace the energy. And again, breathe out the black smoke and breathe in the light down into your body. And you can repeat this as often as you like and as long as you like. But for now, let's come back to the room. In summary, here are the three insights. If you don't prioritize warmth, fun, and enjoyment, you may not experience them at all. Number two, grounding and centering, put grievances aside. And number three, breathe out the black smoke, clearing out the negative energy and creating a vacuum to experience the warmth and love of the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. For more information, please visit my blog, goddesshasyourback.com. Blessed be.